Sean and I want to talk about enforcement trends in the healthcare industry, and those go across different areas. And here's kind of a high-level enforcement outlook. And so, Sean, as you look through this, maybe kind of walk us through some of the things you see, and we'll add some color commentary.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Thank you, and thank you for attending today as well. So what we want to do is talk about the enforcement. And when we say enforcement, and the next slide, I think, highlights this, it's both civil, criminal, and administrative enforcement. And there's been some new trends developing in the last year or two, some in reaction to the administration, some just natural trends based on some of the market influences. And I'll focus on Texas primarily. But what we have really is the increasing notion that healthcare costs too much. And some studies say yes, some studies say no. It's just the manner in which we utilize it. But law enforcement and regulatory bodies seem to take the position that there is an overutilization, and it's predicated not just on fraud, but overutilization. So we're seeing really an uptick in potential start cases, but also anti-kickback statutes, and I know, or AKS cases, both for commercial under the Travel Act, but also federal for the AKS, and we'll mention that in a moment. I know Donna did a great job talking about some of those kind of enforcement actions as well. I'm going to kind of address mostly the criminal components, and Scott's going to do the civil, and I'll throw some administrative in there as well. So the perception that fraud is just rampant. But that perception, if you look at it, really hasn't changed, because the comprehensive error rate over the last 10, 12 years is pretty stagnant in certain areas. Certain industries like DME, home health, hospice, and pain management continue to be higher, but that's just a natural outcome, I think, of some of those industries. I do believe the new payment methodologies are creating certain tensions for referrals. As you all know, Texas is not a certificate of need state, so there seems to be a joint venture or a new hospital or emergency room or something on every corner.